for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has arrived in Hungary for an official visit to the country and the sixth meeting of heads of government of China and the 16 Central and Eastern European countries. Leaders of the 17 countries are expected to draw a new cooperation blueprint for the 16+1 group 5 years after it was launched. Upon its arrival, the Premier said the 16+1 cooperation group has not only boosted the development of the member nations, but also promoted a balanced development in Europe. Following his stay in Budapest, Premier Li is going to attend the 16th meeting of the Council of Heads of Government of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in the Russian city of Sochi. Investigators have excluded the possibility of a gas explosion in a deadly accident in Zhejiang Province. 2 people died, 19 were injured, and 2 others are missing after an explosion at the site of a demolished factory around 10 minutes before 9 in the morning on Sunday in Zhengbei District of Ningbo City. Firefighters discovered a pothole at the site, which is believed to be the source point of the explosion. It was confirmed to be a septic tank after investigation. 2 temporary relocation sites with quilts, food, and medicines have been arranged for the affected people. The exact cause of the blast is still under investigation. Municipal authorities in Beijing have ordered every kindergarten in the city to be staffed with an educational inspector who will be responsible for oversight of the operation. The move came after allegations of child abuse at a Chaoyang District kindergarten under the New York-listed RYB Education stirred nationwide outrage. The Beijing Municipal Education Commission has also ordered all districts to establish databases based on inspections on the kindergarten's facilities, safety, sanitation, faculty, and management. In the latest development to boost the internet industry, China is now planning to put the Internet Protocol version 6 into large-scale use by the end of next year. An action plan is being issued by the General Offices of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee and the State Council. The aim is to have 200 million active users of IP version 6 to start with, while the number will be increased to 500 million by 2020. Indonesian authorities have raised the alert for a rumbling volcano to the highest level and closed the international airport on the tourist island of Bali, stranding thousands of travelers. Mount Agung has been hurling ash thousands of meters into the atmosphere since Saturday. The small international airport on the neighboring island of Lombok was forced to close as the plumes drifted east. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency said Bali's international airport has been closed for 24 hours. It said authorities would consider reopening it Tuesday after evaluating the situation. Officials say the alert level was raised at 6 in the morning because the volcano had shifted from steam-based eruptions to magma eruptions. The UN World Food Program has welcomed China's $1 million worth of food aid to Afghan and Iraqi refugees residing in Iran. The Chinese contribution will also help to promote education for refugee girls in Iran. The food aid is part of the implementation of the South-South Cooperation Assistance Fund, initiated by the Chinese government in 2015. WFP has been providing food assistance to these regions since the first asylum seekers arrived from Afghanistan and Iraq in the late 1980s. Turkey has announced that Monday will be a day of national mourning for the deadly terror attack in Egypt's Sinai, which killed more than 300 people. The Prime Minister declared in a written statement that flags will fly at half-staff at Turkish representations in the country and abroad. At least 305 people were killed and more than 100 others injured when attackers bombed a mosque in the town of Bir el-Abed in North Sinai and opened fire on fleeing worshippers on Friday. World leaders and officials have strongly condemned the deadly terrorist attack. Police say an apparently intoxicated man drove a car into pedestrians in northern Germany on Sunday, injuring 6 people. The 29-year-old driver has been taken in for questioning after the early morning incident in the North Sea port town of Cuxhaven. 4 people were seriously hurt, another 2 slightly injured. So far, 5 of the victims, all of them Germans, have been discharged from hospital. Police say they are still examining whether it was an accident or the man deliberately drove into the group. 40 people were injured, some of them seriously, when the floor of a nightclub collapsed in the early hours of Sunday morning on the island of Tenerife, the most populated island of Spain. The nightclub is situated in a commercial center in the busy tourist area. The injured are from several countries, including Romania, Belgium, and France. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.